God. We live in an age. Here, let me explain. All this time, 30 years, trying to get an epigram that people would remember, and failing. A saying, boy, who said that? You know, and it would have been me. So, I think I got one here. We live in an age when Riley is the man and Justin is the dog. Maybe not. Thought I had it too. I really did in this one. Well, what do you know?
Not much. You.
Okay.
Live from the Monona Terrace in Madison, Wisconsin, it's Michael
good?
Feldman's What Do You Know? From Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on the piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, and I'm Stephanie Lee. In this hour of What Do You Know, we welcome Chicago Tribune film critic Michael Phillips, plus all the news that isn't, and a round of the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know is provided by PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, an amazing talent. Wait, Michael, did you mean talent? Who deserved to be on the air forever? Michael Feldman.
Oh. No, I meant Fallon. All right, so then, see, Riley is the man. Did I set it up wrong? While the dog is Justin. Okay, that was pretty good. Yeah, oh, okay, someone got it. Yeah, that's good. Think about that on the way home. I think, my God, who said that? Those years from now, people will say, who said that? We do have a dog in our neighborhood named Hazel. I like that. That's cool, because you don't hear that name much anymore. So that's a nice thing. Like Enid. I'd like to get a terrier named Enid someday. Okay, and all the Trump news that isn't, let's get it over with. Hey, I'm not going to be around during the Trump administration for you people. You got to do it now or forget about it. Let's forget about it. No, okay, well, let's do it anyway. I'll begin with a disclaimer here. Donald Trump is... Now so close to the point where stupid is not provocative, but merely stupid, that's the disclaimer. Okay. Number one, Trump's African-American fails to respond to summons. I'm building a wall. It's an inherent conflict of interest was not an incoherent rant from a man on the bus. Great relief as Californians learn there is no drought. Calling Elizabeth Warren Pocahontas earned the response, and totally earned the response, and you're stinking Pete the Prospector. Disney insults. Disney character insults. How much time is left? We got 3 weeks. When non-existent global warming submerges your golf course, where will you drop the ball? 3,500 harassment lawsuits do not necessarily indicate a great legal mind. This is seven now. In his defense, in Trump's defense, fraud was the most popular major at Trump U. Well, legal harassment was right up there, too. That's good. Been good for him. Been good to him. No, you cannot tweet the State of the Union. 9, I hope you have kidnapping insurance. It'll be like ransom of Yellow Chief, you know, the kidnapping. And 10, and finally, I mean that a man who cannot backdate his checks to prove donations that weren't made is not presidential. That's it. That's all I have to say. All the Trump news that isn't. Okay. Now in all the... I'm sorry I won't be here for Trump. I kind of... On the other hand, I was here for Reagan, Bush 1, Clinton, Bush 2, Obama. Come on. Give me a break here. And all the news that isn't, that is not Trump news. Cavs and Warriors, Beast and the Beauty. Oh. The dad of the six-year-old who turned him in for running a red light tells him, I'm proud of you. See you when you're 18. Sure enough, the woman whose three-year-old tumbled into the gorilla enclosure was back the next week with the other one. Because you can't take one and not take the other. Speaking of kids, in case you were, I just hope the boy who was left in the forest for 6 days has learned an important lesson about parenting. As in, not everyone should be one, apparently. Proponents in the UK now, they got the thing Brexit. You know, the British exit from the European Union. And proponents of Brexit now have adopted the Trump thing here. And they're saying the Trump approach is, let's make Great Britain great again. Let's make it redundant again, I'm thinking. So it'd be Great Great Britain or Great Again Britain or Great Squared Britain or, well, Jolly Good Britain, it served you well. The fact that American nuclear alerts are on floppy disk at least gives you a little time to think. Although delivered by paperclip guy, it's disturbing. They're coming. After 15 months, Taylor Swift and someone named Calvin Harris break up. Meanwhile, Calvin, the song, shoots to number one on iTunes. Okay. That's for people of a certain age. Obviously, we're not. But Taylor, honey, you got to get past using guys as material for songs. There's so much more than that. And less, but, you know. With AH1 now, artificial horn intelligence, Google's self-driving cars can now lean on the horn if you're not out of the house pretty darn quick. And they can play Dixie at intersections in the South. Which is kind of cool if you like that sort of thing. Facebook has an artificial AI, an artificial intelligence, deep text. It's said to have near human accuracy, but hell, I have near human accuracy. What about me? And finally, and I mean that, Roots 2 was such a success. Next, two fiddlers on the roof, ladies and gentlemen. That's all the news that isn't. Thank you so much. Okay. Let's put that away for safekeeping.